Well, welcome back to another episode of Comic Book Nerds and Celibacy, here with your host, as always, Nicholas Patterson.
And Umed Abdullah, always here forever, and I should leave.
You get out of here. You're like Batman forever. No one cares anymore. Our guest on the show today is Alice Quinn of T-Dot Comics.
Yo, what up? Thanks for having me.
We have Curtis Whittle.
Thank you very much.
Matthew Mashonda.
Hello, hello.
And newcomer, Jeff Moss.
Will, hey.
There he goes. That's the radio voice.
Yeah.
So we do this on our first episode, where we go around and we say actually how nerdy everyone is and how much people actually read comic books. We'll start with Alice.
I'm pretty nerdy. I run a site about comic books in Toronto. I don't know how much nerdier you can get.
Making money off it.
I went to see The Dark Knight in theaters 8 times.
Actually, that's impressive.
I hope that's a lot.
You know, an 8 sideways is the infinite symbol. But yeah, there we go.
I'm more into graphic novels, but I do love Superman and Green Lantern.
I am more into like the idea of superheroes and stuff. I got into comics because of my roommate and a couple other people, and I've always loved the movies, and the movies really helped me get into them. I'm more of a video game nerd, so I learned about them through video games.
Very, very intriguing. I am not very nerdy, but I lost my virginity to my dog.
That'll do it. That'll do it. You purr.
I'm a little bit nerdy, but I used to dress up as Jeff's dog. Conveniently, that was like
cat's out of the bag.
That was like the thing. I always wondered. Do you think you guys know Beast Boy from Teen Titans?
No.
Yeah.
He turns into animals. I always thought, wouldn't it be really, really funny if you had a dog that you love this dog for? You have him for 8 years. He's like a family pet, and then all of a sudden, he turns out to be a Beast Boy. And it's just like a pranky
place.
He was
just place. Like, yo, I was in hiding.
It's like Peter Pettigrew.
But wouldn't realize you notice that your dog was green?
Yeah. Not necessarily. Yeah,
like, talk to you about
your dog.
Green and black. So, you know, he could.
It's
a tricky area.
It's a gray subject.
Both ways. So I've been playing the Captain America video game I bought yesterday. Fun fact, that's the first game I've bought in a year and a half.
What?
That's right.
That's the one you chose to buy, and it's been a year.
Do you know, and you know what's so funny? I went to EB Games, and so I hadn't bought a game, so I was very wary of buying one. So I'm in the store for about 45 minutes, and it's between Captain America or Iron Man 2. And Iron Man 2 is $9, and Captain America is $55. And I'm like, I'm poor. I'm going to get Iron Man 2. So I walk up to the counter, and I'm like, I want to get Iron Man 2. And the guy's like, oh, it was a girl. Sorry, this is why the story heads where it heads. And then she's like, oh, you're a big comic book nerd fan? And I'm like, yeah.
And she's like, comic book nerd fan. You're a fan of
comic book nerds? I'm like, I'm a fan of myself, yes. And she's like, oh, why get Iron Man 2 when you can get Captain America? And I'm like, yes, ma'am. So I bought Captain America.
You know what I've realized?
Because the lady
told you
so.
Yeah.
Did you?
What I've realized from video games afterwards? Is that if a video game comes out and then becomes really cheap really quickly, it's not a good game. Don't waste your time. Unless it's like you're a diehard fan of the series, it's usually a bad game.
Did you play Iron Man 2?
Iron Man 1 was awesome.
I didn't like it.
Free roam flying around.
It was all right.
That's like every kid's
But I mean,
dream.
I do that in real life anyway, so why would I want to play a video game to be able to fly around in a suit?
Just can I tell you guys the last time I bought a video game in a store? I went to buy House of the Dead Grindhouse for the Wii.
Oh, you fucked up.
And I got... it's an awesome game, and I got carded.
What?
No way.
I got carded to buy a video game, and that's the last time I bought a video game in stores.
The shame. You just never
I remember once I went to Blockbusters, and I went to go rent some video game, and they carded me. So then I went home, got my dad, came back, and got my dad to rent it as I was standing behind with my arms crossed, just like staring at them. And I'm like, this is where this headed.
You know what's funny, actually? When I was in grade 12, before I turned 18, I was dating a girl who was 19, and I went, and they wouldn't let me trade in my video games, so I had to get my girlfriend to trade them for me. Yeah.
How did that leash feel?
What was that?
How did the leash feel?
She drove me there, too. And just like, yeah.
She was kind of about that.
Why is everyone going, that's
I hope you
badass.
Give her
a nothing is bad.
That's almost like she's like your caregiver that you're fucking on the side.
Your chauffeur slash sex slave.
Man, she traded video games for you and drove you to get the video.
And legal guardian. So that's like a triple try hit there. Yeah, so that's a girlfriend you want.
It was crazy.
But yeah, so I was playing the Captain America video game, and I played it for about 30 minutes, and 30 minutes into the video game I was like I have ADD and can't play single player video games and was so upset because I forgot.
But you play Fable too.
Fable 2 was the exception because Ooh. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why. Oh, Jeffrey. You just threw up in the
studio. Threw up everywhere.
Before hearing that.
It's funny though because I used to be an avid video game player and then I just don't have the attention span for single player games. I tried to play
Mass Effect 2
and I got 45 minutes into it and was like, I just can't do it anymore.
Everyone says it's really good. I couldn't
get past the tutorial. I thought it was the most boring thing in the world.
No.
But yeah, so Captain America, I get 30 minutes in, realize, because I'm sitting there and as I'm playing, I'm just like staring off in the distance and like being like, oh man, I should clean my shoes. And I'm like, oh fuck, I can't play this. But I spent so much money on it that I'm actually, I forced myself to play it for 2 hours and I locked the door and put the headphones on and forced myself to just sit there. Cause I'm like, this
can we, if you want to get your money's worth, can we sit down one day and I'll play it? And then you could just, while you're doing work and doing other stuff, watch
me
play.
And that'd be like me, do you know what, just give me a controller that's not hooked up to it. And every once in a while, I'll turn around and pretend I'm playing, But it's good from what I played. It's fun.
I'm playing that tonight, by the way.
Can I just say,
I'm playing Umid tonight.
I saw the Captain America movie yesterday.
But you saw it? You saw it.
Yeah, I saw a pre-screening. I got invited.
Tell us your secrets.
No, please don't.
No, her secrets, not Captain America's.
Yeah,
I'm don't. Sexy. I'm a nerd. It's pretty
much a sexy nerd.
That's your thing.
Yeah. That's my secret. but the film was really good. Like, this will probably be released way after it's already come out. But I saw it before.
I was like, good, and I was like, would you say gay or good?
No, it was really awesome. They actually like paid attention to these things called like plot development.
Oh man,
I'm dying to see Hugo Weaving as a bad guy again because like the last time I saw him as a bad guy was The Matrix, right? And it's just like
Hugo Weaving, classic.
Just tell me how he did. Just tell me.
I really like him, good. Like as the Red Skull.
Can I ask you one question about it?
No,
I'm just gonna say this. My favorite, I love like when Captain America like back, you know, I love those and I always read them because I love the invaders, you know, with the original Human Torch and Submariner and like Bucky and all of them. I think it's the greatest thing. I was playing the video game and they're like, oh, the invaders are coming. I'm like, that's so exciting, you know, all these superheroes are coming, but the invaders and that are just his group of soldiers. They follow him around. Yeah. In the movie, do they actually show the superheroes or not at all?
No, in the movie, it's all about him and like he rescues these people and they become his like squad.
Oh. Man, in it. I thought the Human Torch would be in it and Submariner, and I know Bucky's in it, and I love little Bucky Barnes over there, but it's not, I don't know.
The little Bucky Barnes.
Oh, classic Barnes.
Classic Bucky.
Classic Bucky.
I'm
really excited for this film. I was a little nervous about it because I find with the Marvel films, because they're prepping up for the Avengers, right? I
did a thumbs down motion that no one could see that we're on radio.
Yeah, all right, continue. Okay.
It sounded like you farted or something.
I feel like they sort of rushed a few of the.
What?
Well, they have to, right?
How about
because
Thor?
They already had the release date.
I love Thor.
I mean, Thor was good, but I still feel like, you know, if they'd like did another month or two, they could have done something even better.
Yeah, I think you're just thinking that because, like, 5 years ago when they started with the superhero movies, they were more spread out. It was like 6 months before you saw someone else. You saw Spider-Man and then. It was like a year before they came out with like Batman.
Yeah,
it's pretty crazy.
And now it's like every 2 months there's a new freaking superhero movie. Like Thor was just 2 months ago. Now they got Captain America.
Because they find out that the audience really likes.
Oh man, they can monetize on it.
Man, when I see they have that many comic book movies, I'm like, I never pre-cum.
But
I have been.
I'm excited for some of the more lesser-known heroes to get movies, like Deadpool.
Ooh, yeah.
Like some heroes like that. I really want Flash to have a movie, too.
Flash is the best. Yeah.
He should.
Like he's so funny.
No, but his movie would be so
You would never be able to catch him on camera. Movie's just like a camera crew waiting to be like, all right, he's going to run through here in two... Where the fuck do you go?
Yeah, the only way that it could be really cool is if they did a really cool slow motion when he's running.
Yeah.
I think that's the only cool thing that could come from the Flash.
They wouldn't actually need a big budget. They just have a red thing.
Does he have a good like origin? I don't know his past.
Oh my god.
There's a whole family of speedsters.
My favorite is the best origin I've ever heard for Flash is that what happens is Flash in the future actually runs so quickly that he turns into a lightning bolt. And he actually goes back in time because he's running so quickly. And he hits himself in the past.
Nice.
And that's how he got his superpower, is from him in the future running into him in the past.
Oh, that's a fucking
which I think is the... And that's why his symbol is the lightning bolt.
Wow. Einstein.
The whole thing with the spacers is they get hit with the lightning, which is part of the speed force. And it's really cool because they all begin and end the same way. And the way they end is that they have to go so fast, they just, like, cease to exist.
Like me.
Right now.
I don't know if that's something you want.
A little bit.
Yeah, no, that's Nick not likes a good little, thing. The quick Nick.
Yeah, quick Nick, they call me.
I would have liked to have
little quick Nick. me too.
You probably just, even if you had that for cross country, you would probably just, like, kill your first race, and by the time you were on your second, everyone would be, like, cheering your name, and the FBI would be there, the government or whoever, to like
also
take you.
Cheering your name. They love you.
to take you for testing.
They test you for steroids. Like, yeah. If I was a speedster, I would just never ever pay for public transit or ever use a car. Man.
Whenever I see flash in a car, I'm like, you're fucking up. You don't need to be doing this. This is for us regular people. Did you guys see the new Spider-Man trailer?
No.
It was so funny. I saw it last night before I went to bed. And I woke up this morning, and I got up, and I went to go take a shower, and I walked out, and then Michelle was like, hey, Nick, what's going on? And I came. It took me 12 hours. This is post-come, Jeff. It took me 12 hours to come after I saw the trailer.
Because you were still thinking about it in the shower?
Well, I was like about to go to sleep, and I was drunk, so I was just kind of like, I couldn't get it up. So I'm watching it. I'm watching the trailer, and I'm like, this is pretty amazing. I'm going to go to sleep. And then, after I got in the shower, I was like, oh man, I watched the trailer last night, didn't I? Yeah, baby.
It's too many good things at once.
Yeah.
It's
like that song by Spice Girls. Something.
Stop right now.
Something.
Yes.
Yeah, I know the words too.
Yeah, it's really crazy with all the comic book movies. I looked at the front page of my website, t.comics, and I'm like, wow, almost all of the articles on here are about comic book movies. Like, this is a time we live in.
They're taking over,
This is a good time to be
a
nerd.
Could you do an article about me
whoa, this is my
on your front page? And it will just be called, I want to be called Nicholas Patterson Adventurer, and just be me shrugging, and the article will just be my backstory. Nicholas Patterson, young man, grew up in Scarborough, moved to Toronto.
That'll be it. That's all that's
happening.
So we can
go into detail, but the short answer is no.
Okay. Well, I'd rather the detail.
I don't know.
I can talk
like
about
it.
My
Patterson origins. Like,
oh my God, I could get my own movie, hit. Nicholas Patterson origins, and I don't do anything.
I would watch it.
You could talk about your sperm, fighting the other sperm. Yeah. It can be an epic. You know, Howard Shore will do the soundtrack.
That's right.
I see it.
The whole plot can just be girls turning me down. And then finally, a hot girl turning me down, and that's my claim.
That's the climax.
That's the conflict.
Who do we say? I'm doing a flashback here. In the first episode, we said that I was Natalie Portman is the one who I've been trying to get with.
Yeah.
And eventually, she's going to call me back. Do you think so, Jeff?
Might be you.
When she calls you back?
You pretend to be me. You go on a date with Natalie Portman as me. You have sex with Natalie Portman as me, and then I get to tell people I did it.
I need to go to the bathroom.
Is there a towel around? I think Scarlett Johansson would be. I'd love to like take her on a date and then just hold her hand and fuck the shit out of her.
Oh, I thought that was going so deep. I was gonna be like, "That's so nice, man." The
superhero thing is getting into detail.
Well, Scarlett Johansson should be in a superhero movie.
She is.
Which one?
She's Black Widow. Was,
yeah.
She's, oh my God, Umed, leave! How can you host the show?
I'm going downstairs.
I love these jokes that it doesn't work for the radio. Umed just pretended to be going down.
Like in Austin Powers.
Yeah.
Where that was originally funny and now it's not anymore.
Yeah. Shit.
Can we talk about like how awesome, like it's great that there's all these superhero movies, but like it sucks that there's no actual like strong feminine female characters to make a superhero movie.
I agree.
Sure, there is.
I agree with the fact that they don't.
Well, no,
have that.
No. I think there is a new movie coming out, Captain Planet. So that's like a female.
Oh, you know, movie. I didn't agree with female superheroes until we played
you
Marvel.
You didn't agree with
that? I just didn't agree
with my system, man.
Yeah. Not in the workplace, not in my video game. All right.
Wait, until what? Until what?
Until I played Wonder Woman in Marvel versus DC.
Oh my God.
Mortal
she
Kombat
is
versus
overpowered.
DC?
You didn't even play her.
OP,
I played her.
Like I know. I just got my ass kicked and I was like, wow, women can.
Man, her lasso.
Yeah.
Her lasso. Her. Her
is it lasso or
her,
lasso?
Lasso. Smashed.
Oh man, I've been fucking up for 19 years.
It's like Simpsons. He's like, Mrs. Crabapple.
They were going to do a Wonder Woman movie, but they're like, no, we're going to do a TV show instead. But like, every pre thing of that has just been panned.
You know what's interesting about Wonder Woman? The guy who created her totally believes that women like should rule the world and has two wives.
No, he lives with his wife and his girlfriend.
And he's the guy who invented the lie detector. And that's the why
guy that I want to
oh,
be.
The lasso
that's why the truth. Lasso of truth is awesome. Like what because
yeah,
he invented.
Was totally into bondage and shit.
Oh yeah,
and that's why like if you read the Wonder Woman comics, they're all really like the provocative. Early ones, they're all like provocative and symbolic, and like she's always like tied up and has to be rescued, even though she's like the powerful Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
all female superheroes are provocative because they all have cleavage.
No, but she had a message to her originally, and then it became yeah. about like all
unknown
right.
unknown reason.
She wants. We're gonna try to sell her like a little slut.
Okay. Well, on the topic of little sluts,
Susie,
seven-year-old
neighbor.
Remind me. Yeah, my niece Susie. And
Tim was like, no.
No, I'm lying. I don't have a niece named Susie.
He regrets it so much.
I think it's so funny though because who here hasn't role played to superheroes?
I haven't.
Actually,
no, I've never role played in my life.
No way.
I feel plain. What haven't you done? Everything I say, you've done.
Man, last time we were playing Kings, and whenever I never came up, I just won every game.
It was like
and to answer your question, Spider Woman.
Oh. Ooh, Spider Woman's like pretty cool.
Yeah, in that case, yes, I have.
Oh man,
it took me a while to think about it.
Were you a superhero or was she?
I was, and let's not talk about it.
He was saying
I'm a big
that.
Fan of, like, the Birds of Prey, like, yeah. Oracle and
that's pretty cool.
Catwoman, and, like, all of the Batman superhero women are yeah. awesome.
I think Batgirl's pretty cool.
I don't know too much about,
oh,
like,
Harley
the...
Quinn. You know what I found out the other day? There is hot? A type of maple tree called Harlequin, and I was like, is that...
There's a Canadian rock
Harlequin was something before it was Harley Quinn.
Yeah, I know, but like
really?
That they got Harley Quinn from Harlequin. That's what I was thinking. Like, you know, the guy was just going for a walk down the tree, like some path and saw a tree.
A Harlequin is like, it's like a clown doll.
Oh, interesting. That makes
funny
sense.
About that, yeah, that too. The guy who yeah. invented Harley Quinn was a protester for against
Paul
nature.
Dini.
And there was, yeah, and there was, they wanted to cut down a big tree. So he went into the tree and guess what type of tree it was?
Harley
that was Quinn. Bullshit. But you believe it. And now it's time for
something.
Superhero versus superhero. There we go. Listen to that. I did that with my mouth. So basically, this is going to be the most fun. And no one here has played superhero versus superhero, except for me and Umed yesterday. But it's a fun game. I'm about to explain the rules. You guys are going to have the best time. So the rules. Each person is given the identity of one superhero. And is given a location and a scenario. In this turn-based game, player one begins with an action, such as I punch you in the chest. Then player two is offered a rebuttal, such as I teleport behind you. And then player one is offered a rebuttal, and so forth, until a minute's gone by. Then, the referee, who is me, deems who wins the round. In this case, let's say player number two. And he's awarded a point. There's three rounds. After the end of the three rounds, so 3 minutes later, whoever has the most points wins superhero versus superhero. Let me tell you, we played this last night for about 6 hours drunk, and it is the most, it's an improv game. It's the most fun game you'll ever play.
Because the more creative you get.
You have to go very yeah. creative, mm-hmm. and don't be afraid to think out the box. So if someone's like, if someone's Superman, he's like, I punch you and obviously kills you because I'm Superman. And then you go, hey, do you know what's really convenient? I'm wearing kryptonite underwear today. So you go to punch me, your hand gets really weak, and it looks like you're giving me a hand job.
And it's all over the newspaper. Superman gives civilian hand job.
All right, so who wants to be first?
I would love to.
I would like to face him.
Okay. Umed versus Jeff, and this will be round one. All right, so we're going to go through. I wrote this on the subway ride here. So, superhero versus superhero. Location, Kent Farm inside the barn.
I don't like the sound.
Superhero one, Jeff Moss over here, is Hawkman. He has wings which he can use to fly, a mace, and armor covering his head and chest.
So, Hawk Girl, but a man?
Yes.
Yeah, Hawkman. Yeah. He's cool.
Superhero two, which is Umed, is Aquaman. Stronger in water, can swim quickly, and
wait
can talk to sea creatures. The Next. Situation. Superman is having a slumber party. Hawkman sneaks out to the barn with Aqua Girl to whisper sweet nothings in her ear. But suddenly, Aqua Girl rips off her wig, revealing she is a he. Embarrassed by this prank Aquaman has played, Hawkman lunges at him.
Joke's on you.
I swear I thought she was 18.
So Hawkman lunges at Aquaman, so Hawkman has the first move.
Shit.
But remember, there is a slumber party going on in the house. You can't be loud or break anything, or else Superman will come out and you're disqualified.
I have a question. How high is the ceiling?
It's a barn.
It's a barn, dude.
Okay. Can I ask why there are people sleeping in the barn?
It's not in the barn. They're in the house. You guys can't be loud. If you break shit, Sumo will be really pissed.
We went out to the barn because you thought I was a girl and I promised you a hand job.
And remember, Aquaman's dressed up as Aquagirl right now. Okay, are we ready to begin?
Yep.
You have 1 minute before the first round's over, and whoever I see or decide is winning gets
the
point.
Okay, so we just rebuttal back and forth?
For a minute.
Cool.
Okay, ready?
Go.
And you begin.
Okay, so I fly up to the ceiling and I start taunting you, increasing your anger, and I continue staying up high where you can't catch me because you're Aquaman.
Increasing my anger was a stupid thing to do because I'm actually very good at throwing rocks, so I start picking rocks
you
up.
Can't make noises.
I can still throw things at you.
What if you miss?
Got an there. Yeah, just right about that. Continue.
Ooh. Well, he flew up to the top of the roof. That
I have
doesn't
wings
make...
that are silent. I'm a hawk.
Okay. So I start the next round? Okay.
It keeps going until a minute's done.
Okay. I start to set fire to the barn, and then I run back in the house to this, and then I tell Superman that you're in the barn. What?
Superman's sleeping.
I
you're going to piss
you
him
can't
off.
Wake anyone up or damage anything.
Damage
shit. Okay. So I already, I can't win this anymore.
Do you know what?
Can't you go to the
loft? Things for Jeff. Jeff wins round number one because
snap.
There we go.
Superman is a failure.
Are we ready for round number two?
So how are you going
to remember, right now, Hawkman is in the air and Aquaman just staying there because you were disqualified for trying to burn it down.
Okay,
ready? Round two, begin.
Who starts?
Ume does.
Okay.
I already know how you could beat me. But
wait, so you're on the roof now? Okay.
To speed up.
Flying at the top.
I taunt you to get you down, come down to the floor by telling you you're stupid.
Okay.
You're stupid.
I gather some salt because there always is salt to feed the horses, and I pour the salt on you, making you dry and dehydrated, slowing you down and making you...
Well, then I jump on you while you get down to get the salt. First of all, you would have to find the salt.
Salt is usually kept up in the loft.
Well, today's not your lucky day because I thought you would take this prank wrong, and I actually hit a tank of water right behind the couple of haystacks.
Oh,
no. What's that? I'm so powerful.
That's right. I think Aquaman wins round number two. That was a good rebuttal for Uma there. All right, so the third and final round. This is to see who's the winner. And Jeff goes first and begin.
I begin by spitting on you, and I am a hawk. So as I
you know what? It's actually funny that you spit on me because
and
all liquid makes
power.
Me stronger.
But,
so what
but
I do.
What you didn't realize is that I had Chipotle earlier today, and it stings your eyes, blinding you instantly.
I'm already in my water shield, so pretty much
water
the water. I'm
in
the
barn.
Case of
no
I'm in the case of water that I hid there in case
like
you took
barrel?
The joke wrong. So what I do is
so
I make that
water
expand and I fill the whole barn up, not making any sound.
There's
because
not enough water for that.
I'm Aquaman. I can expand water.
You can't expand water. You can only move it.
Then I make the water. I make the water attack you like a wave, but I make it not hit the wall so it doesn't make any noise. Ooh, I put you in a ball
before
of water.
Before you do that, right as you throw the water at me, I throw my hammer at you and it smashes you in the face.
I dodge that. You just, no, you can't throw that because you can't risk missing.
Base.
You can't risk missing
no,
and making
if
noise.
I do, I can make, can you control the
no.
the thing?
Okay. No, you can't risk missing. So now you're in a bowl of
and
water.
I pissed off
you're in
Superman.
A, you're in an orb of water and Superman's pissed. He wakes up like, what is this sound?
What you didn't know.
And the winner. Standing, I don't know how tall Aquaman is. It's Aquaman! There we go. All right, game number one goes to Umed Abdullah. Now we will have game number two. Who wants to be in on this one?
I'm in.
We have Alice versus Curtis. That's right.
You're
shake
wrong,
your
buddy.
You guys are really good.
I'm going to lose this.
All right. Okay, here we go. Let me open it up.
Wow, wait for the confidence, man. Seriously? You have aviators on. You really think you're going to lose?
This is my poker face.
All right, this is a good one. So... Location, Justice League Headquarters Watchtower in space. That's very important.
Yeah.
Superhero 1, which will be Curtis, is Superman. Ooh. Superman can shoot lasers. Don't give me that look, Alice. Superman can shoot lasers out of his eyes. He can breathe cold breath. He
wait
can
till
fly
you hear
super
yours.
Strong,
so
super durable. Superhero 2, which is Alice, is the Flash. Flash can run extremely quickly. He can punch very quick. I did this because you gave the Flash comment earlier.
It's almost unfair.
So that's Flash's situation.
We can both be in space, right?
You're in the watchtower.
I don't know if I can survive in space.
Well, you guys aren't flying in space.
We're in the watchtower, like in JLU.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so situation.
She knows.
Superman.
I know exactly.
Superman, returning from a battle with Darkseid, in which he is temporarily blinded, returns to the watchtower and trips over Flash, who is sleeping, breaking Flash's left arm. Flash attacks in a mad panic. Round one. So Flash goes first and begin.
All right. So I'm super pissed. So I run around you a whole bunch of times and grab your cape And so, like, I'm flinging you around with my cape, with, by your cape.
Ooh. That's a good one.
Nice. I tried to flail him with my dead arm.
So I'm being flung around by this little measly, fast, annoying little guy.
Okay. I'm just kind of tall.
Yeah. Well, I don't care.
He's flinging you around, yeah. Superman. What you gonna do? Time's a ticking.
I'd say that even though you're flinging me around, I can still fly pretty damn fast. I'm just gonna fly and grab you and stop you from flinging me around.
All right. So this is like my rebuttal. You can't grab me. I'm the Flash, buddy. Run.
Superman's pretty damn strong.
And the Flash wins that round. Superman, I'm sorry. Ooh. You took too long. There's a win there. Okay.
That's why they call me a speedster.
So right now.
Among other things.
As round two begins, Flash just took the cape and wrapped around Superman. So Superman, you're in the air, but you are covered with a cape. And round two begin.
I'm just going to hit you with my lasers.
Oh, shit. That burns, man.
Interjection from the referee. Superman is temporarily blinded.
Oh.
So he can't actually shoot lasers?
He can't do lasers.
No, but he can do...
In this continuity, does he have ice breath?
Yes.
He can do anything else, though, Curtis.
Yes.
True.
You just kind of put yourself in a hole.
He can hear where Flash is. You just have to specify for the game.
Oh, okay. I say, even though Superman can't see right now, he's going to shoot the space station and let... space in.
Oh.
Flash can't breathe. Oh.
Well, I can still run, so I'm going to run into another room.
Nope. Anti-gravity.
Would he risk that?
I don't know. I think Flash can make his own gravity.
No, I think would Superman risk breaking a space station?
I don't think he would
Superman
risk...
Superman could be in space.
But that doesn't mean... Okay, I will leave you.
All right. Yeah. All right, so I run around. Place that's like sucking out through air, and I try to just let Superman go out there, and if I like stay in or like get in through one of the other doors, he can't see me. Right?
But you're still not breathing.
That point goes to Superman for destroying his own watchtower base. So right now, as the battle continues, the space station, the watchtower, has been pretty much destroyed. Superman is staying there in space.
I thought that was
and
just a
Flash.
Hornet.
Can there even be a round three? Because like the Flash is floating around unconscious.
But
now.
No, referee's interjection: the Flash just found a space helmet and put it on its head.
Ooh,
for
saving
the third
grace.
Round to begin. And begin.
All right, so I'm gonna use my Super Flash abilities. I can't walk or run because we're in space, but I can swim because like there's still like atmosphere. So I swim sort of like to the planet. Like the moon, and I bounce off of it, and I shoot at Superman, and I punch him in the face,
no atmosphere.
Right in the nose.
There is no atmosphere. All the air was sucked out. I'm sorry, but
there's no like atmosphere.
Well, if the ref allows it.
Oh, there is atmosphere in your helmet, so you could like swim in the helmet.
Do you know what? I like the fact that you said you'd bounce off
the moon,
and
yeah.
return and punch him. So I'm gonna let that slide. Which one is
I'm gonna take some red kryptonite and make myself even more powerful.
Where did you get it from?
I just have some my
I'm gonna let it slide. He did have some in his pocket. I checked with him earlier.
Thank you. And go all insane on you, like crazy insane, and I'm literally just gonna stop you in my hand, even if you're bouncing on the moon.
All right, so if you stop me in your hand,
I'm gonna grab your face, your helmet.
Oh, shit. All right, so I'm going to do my best to kick myself off your chest. I use my feet, bounce back off towards the moon. I don't know if I successfully do it.
Okay, if you're going to bounce towards the moon, with the right kryptonite, I can now see. I shoot you as you're bouncing towards the moon.
And that win goes
Not
to
only
did he take- Superman, only because I heard the Flash utter the words, if I could.
I think that was an awesome battle because not only did
that was
he
a good
kill
battle.
Flash, but he also destroyed the moon. So
you know what? I love that. Do you know what? Curtis won just from the moment that he would destroy his own space tower, which Superman built in space,
and the moon of the planet.
Just
he
to
loves.
Destroy the Flash, who he just tripped over. So just it's not. It wasn't a big deal that they were fighting, but he made it a big deal, and that's why game number two goes to Curtis Whittle. Thank you very much.
Ooh, good game.
So, I'd love to have a third round right now. But unfortunately, we are low on time, so we will have to save it for next week when we will have Curtis Whittle versus Umid Abdullah, who were the winners. But to raise the stakes, it'll be superhero versus superhero versus superhero. We're going to have newcomer Matthew Mashonda come in and make this happening really good.
Ooh.
So if you guys, we have a little.
I'm so sad there's no video for that.
Yeah.
It will be coming. So we have a little Treat. But before that, if you guys would like to plug anything, I know I want to plug my Twitter, Nikki Patterson, and our Threadless Theater Twitter, Threadless Theater, and visit us at www.threadlesstheater.ca or on Facebook.
I follow me at I am Umed, U-M-E-D is how you spell my name.
I just like to plug things. I don't have anything online.
Stick your dick in this hole.
I want to plug things. Like I'm going to plug Microsoft and washing machines and dish detergent.
Just washing machines.
Yeah, just things I like.
All right, you should check out my website, t.comics.ca. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at t.comics, D-O-T.
Because
it's
funny,
like
t.city. And t.comics is going to do a feature article about me, which is going to be on the front page. So.
And yeah. Alice also promised she would make me friends on Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah.
You didn't promise me that.
Just a bunch of comic book nerds.
Well, Threadless Theater will be producing myself and Matthew Mishana's acoustic, two-man acoustical show in the beginning of August. I'll be playing a lot of hits and some originals, including the new single, Add Me on Facebook. We're really excited for you to come. Thank you very much.
And you can also follow me on Twitter at Matty Mishanda, which is MattyMachanda. And you can check out my photography from there. And some random blurbs about how I like my ice cream.
And now for the topic of Captain America, which we haven't talked about for 20 minutes, we will be having a Captain America sketch from the Comic Book Nerds and Celibacy Sketch from the Vault.
I love Sophia. I'm going to put on the dossier of our enemies now so we'll know what we are up against. Quiet, please.
Good movie. Here it goes.
The Americans are against us. With their silly technology added by Stark, they have created what we call their super soldier Captain American. With enhanced strength and agility, Z believe that they have created the perfect human specimen. But humans are flawed. Although this Captain America is the ideal human warrior, he is not indestructible and is no match for our cunning German intellect. Accompanying him on his mission to infiltrate our stronghold is the Captain Canuck. The Canadians' response to this super soldier, they have created a super poser who wishes no more than to inflict peace and be pushed over by his enemies. These enemies of the Fuhrer are not to be taken lightly.
Know what we face?
Oh, they're attacking!
Quickly, do your post! The Americans are attacking our German stronghold!
Herr Baron Zemo!
Hear yourself, soldier!
You must escape! The American plane is headed right for us! Look, there it is!
Oh, the plane demonstrated us! Fire at will!
Surrender, Baron Zemo! Now that Captain America is here, there is no use fighting!
Oh, look! The dreaded Captain American! Shoot him! Shoot him!
Just keep firing, boys. Remember, you have two super soldiers on our side. Isn't that right, Captain Canuck?
Gee, look at all these guns, eh? We don't have guns where I come from. Back in Nova Scotia, we've never even seen a gun. We haven't.
Enough of your Canadian talk, Canuck. Pick up a gun and join the battle.
Oh, no way, Cap. I've never even touched a gun. I haven't. I prefer to use my own weapon, if you don't mind.
All right, just give us a hand here.
Okie dokie, artichokey. I'll just bring my hacky stick out, I will, and give these hosers a slap shot the likes not even the great Wayne Gretzky himself could shoot.
Captain Canuck, this is no time for a game of hockey. Our men are dying out here. Great Scott! Baron Zemo just threw a grenade in our direction. Everyone, spread out!
That's right, American. There's nothing for you to do now except for to explode!
Not on my watch, eh?
Look at that! Captain Canuck just used his hockey stick to deflect the bomb back at Baron Zemo. Why, not even my shield could have done a better job.
Well, your shield of America might be all well and good, eh? But this is the stick of Canada, forged by the natives of Nova Scotia in the waters of PEI.
No! The grenade is coming at us! It's going to destroy our German missile guarding console! I must activate our deadly missile before it's too late!
What's he doing, eh?
Oh no! He appears to be launching a missile of some sort. Hopefully that grenade explodes before he finishes.
Yes, the missile is activated. Now I must flee.
Great Statue of Liberty! He armed the missile!
Ugh.
Where is that missile being launched, Baron Zemo? Where?
I'll never tell.
Missile on, destination Ottawa.
Oh no, that's where the Prime Minister lives, eh?
Threat! This is no use. You'll never be able to disarm it in time.
Tell us what the disarm code is, Baron Zemo. Tell us what the disarm code is!
That's not going to get a response out of him, is it, eh? Please tell us what the code is, Mr. Zemo.
Don't know what you're doing, but it will never work.
Sorry for destroying your castle, eh? But we can't send the missile to Ottawa. That's in Canada. We've never hurt anyone.
What did you say?
I said sorry, eh? Please stop it.
I've never been treated with such kindness. Missile deactivate.
Missile deactivation complete.
You did it, Captain Canuck. You stopped Baron Zemo's missile and saved Ottawa.
All in a day's work, eh?
Well, what should we do with Baron Zemo? Captain Canuck, you just hit him in the face with your hockey stick, but he was already captured. Why?
A Canadian forgives, but he never forgets, eh? Come on now, Captain America. Let's go back to the Canadian embassy. Beaver Tail's on me, eh?
And with that, the battle for Ottawa was awarded to not that of an American super soldier, but that of a Canadian super hoser. What's next for our courageous captains? Only time will tell them.